But see, if it was cold, your meat would stick. You would have seeds, old seeds and things that you could put your meat and stuff in, and it would keep, old cans or something. But anyway, they have somewhere to put it, and it would keep. It'd have a white box. But if it was real cold, why, it would keep a good while. Mm-hmm. And then you could buy ice. They had ice factory over here.
Yeah,
ice factory. You could buy ice by the 50-100 power. And you put it there, oh, that'd last you the water time about a month. Mm-hmm. And you'd have, somewhere in the ice box. It's just like a fridge that had a dreamer in it, and that dream, the water would drain out. And they had a place up there in the front, big old place. I said, by the big heater, I got covered. You could put your meat or whatever you want in there.
What did you used to get out of cows or make from cow's milk and things like that? How would you go about getting them? What were the steps in making things with the cow's milk?
Cow milk?
Yeah.
Well, you milk the cow. You grow the cow, grow up, find a kid, and you milk the cow. Well, when you milk the cow, you take the milk and put it in it. Sometimes you might get a gallon of milk when you milk the cow, but a cow should give at least about 3 gallons of milk. If the calves on them, you milk them once a day. Some would milk them once a day with the calves. You milk 2 tits from the cow and leave the calves 2 tits. Mm-hmm. And you would milk her twice a day sometimes. Sometimes you had, if you go milk the cow twice a day, you got to keep the calf up. Mm-hmm. But the calf is just like a baby. He go nurse his mother all day. Mm-hmm. So that's why you had to put him up. But now, if you didn't want to milk the cow, you just let the calf nurse his mother, and you didn't have to milk. But if you want to milk it, you fasten the calf up at night. And you get up the next morning, you wash the cow bag, get your bucket, get your milk bucket or some kind of bucket, but it would be a milk bucket to use for milk. And you put that, you wash it out. You got your piece, a nice white piece of towel or something that's staying in milk. When you wash that bucket, you get your little butter or little grease. And you grease that cow, you wash the cow bag before you milk it. Now, in order no dirt gonna get off the bag in your milk. And you grease that cow's tits, the 2 tits that you go, you could wash the whole bag first. And then you grease your tits, what you're going to milk. And then you milk the milk into the bucket. And then if you milk 2 tits, and give calf to her. You milk 3, give calf 1. But usually we would give him 2 and we milk 2. But you should, if it's good milk cow, you should get about 2 gallons of milk. I make it 2.5 or 3. And you take that milk and if you get 3 gallons, why, you take it, you strain it into a milk jar. And it has to sit for about a day. It's real hot for a day and a night. And the next day you churn it. You got a dash and a top. You fix that milk jar. You churn it. Well, you churn it and get the butter off it. You put the butter, put water in the butter, you wash it 3 or 4 times, wash all the milk out of it, and then you pound your butter. You got a butter mold, they call it a butter mold while you pound your butter. If you ain't got the butter mold, many times I have took that spoon and just put, I got all the milk out of the butter. I just make a little cake in a pan, put it in a little pan, and make a little cake out of it and set it up in the refrigerator, or ice box, whatever I had. And the milk, you set it in there, and you drink it till it's all gone. If it get kind of sour, you take it, feed it to the dog or to the hole. Mm-hmm. And if you want to, don't want to milk the cow, why, you just let the calf, nurse his mother all the while until she wins. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do anything with the thick sour milk? What did you call that when you were younger?
Well, you call it whey.
Whey? Mm-hmm.
You take and feed it to the hole.